Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, pakar kesehatan mental mengatakan orang harus membatasi paparan media selama pandemi virus corona ini. Mereka mengatakan kebingungan dan ketakutan adalah hal yang wajar mengingat beratnya krisis itu, namun memperingatkan terlalu banyak informasi juga dapat membahayakan kesehatan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Craig Diet. Pandemi terburuk dalam lebih dari 100 tahun berarti berita dan rangkuman tentang penyakit ini akan dapat mendatangkan ketakutan. Spesialis kesehatan mental mengatakan terlalu banyak mengkonsumsi media dapat dengan cepat membanjiri orang itu dengan emosi yang negatif. Profesor Nicholas Proctor dari University of South Australia mengatakan orang harus terlebih dahulu menerima bahwa merasa cemas, panik, dan kewalahan adalah respons yang sangat sehat mengingat apa yang terjadi. Ia mengatakan langkah selanjutnya adalah mempersiapkan apa yang akan terjadi selanjutnya, dan itu termasuk merencanakan informasi dan liputan media apa yang harus dicari daripada hanya menonton liputan dari dinding ke dinding.
Have a plan to be able to deal with that. Control what you can within your environment. So, you know, choices around public transport, choices about going to a restaurant, choices around jumping into an Uber or not jumping into an Uber. Whatever it may be, if you have a plan for how you're going to manage that and be able to stick to that plan, you're really going to be guided by the facts. So listening to your public health messages, listening to, particularly in times like these, to abide by the government public health messages, staying connected at appropriate times, calibrating those appropriate times when not to be overexposed to media.
Pria dari Melbourne, Adam Koch, menggambarkan dirinya sebagai pecandu berita. Namun ia dan istrinya baru saja memutuskan untuk mengurangi konsumsi berita atau media mereka, sementara mereka menjalani isolasi diri di apartemennya selama 14 hari setelah kembali dari luar negeri.
We have now made the conscious decision to switch off at least for large parts of the day and only really watch, you know, the evening news bulletin or the morning news bulletin and not be constantly, you know, fed the negative news that is coming in while you are in an environment that is actually quite suitable to negativity. I think with that decision now, it'll be interesting to see how we go over the next few days.
Koh mengatakan ia telah mencoba untuk berolahraga dalam kesempatan yang sempit itu.
You can't go for a run. Naturally your body is not producing endorphins as much. And so you try and do a little bit around the house to the extent that that's possible. But it's all about mental resilience at the moment, I think. And again, with a 7-month pregnant wife, trying to remain as positive as possible and really just remind each other that it's actually not that bad, even though it may feel that way sometimes.
Omar Al-Kassab mengatakan krisis saat ini adalah ujian ketahanan. Al-Kassab pernah disiksa di tempat asalnya, yaitu di Suriah, dan akhirnya berhasil melarikan diri dari konflik itu untuk kehidupan barunya di Australia. Ia mengatakan penting untuk fokus pada kenyataan bahwa masa-masa sulit tidak bertahan lama dan melakukan apa yang dapat dilakukan untuk mengelola tantangan.
Like you can't just go and be like, all right, I'm not gonna do anything about it. No, you can take precaution, but life goes on, and the realization that we will get through it and we will actually win, like against the disease, will help us positively move forward.
Ia mengatakan orang-orang seperti dia yang melarikan diri dari konflik perlu ekstra hati-hati untuk melindungi kesehatan mental mereka, karena beberapa hal yang terjadi sekarang dapat menjadi pemicu trauma masa lalu.
When you go to, like, you know, the shop and you don't find sugar or, you know, flour or stuff like that, that's exactly what happened in my case, because there was a lack of those, and you know, suppliers won't get anything into cities that are going through war. So those experiences are triggered, and people who have experienced trauma because of those things, they have to be aware of it.
Profesor Nicholas Proctor dari University of South Australia mengatakan orang tua mendapat tekanan tambahan karena mereka harus mengelola emosinya sendiri serta berurusan dengan anak-anak mereka. Ia mengatakan penelitian menunjukkan anak-anak lebih mampu mengelola perasaan mereka sendiri ketika orang dewasa di sekitar mereka mengelola emosi mereka dengan baik. Ia merekomendasikan diskusi yang jujur dan sesuai usia.
Talking with children about, you know, not blaming anyone for this situation, helping them to be able to see kindness in others, explaining concepts like virus and isolation, and even words like pandemic in sort of age-appropriate terms, I think it's really important, and, you know, it will help us help them. So, you know, what we're really wanting to do is stay connected and helping each other to be able to stay connected through accurate but age-appropriate messaging is really important.
Ketika ia dan istrinya menghitung mundur hari-harinya, Erdem Koch mengatakan, kenyataan bahwa pandemi ini mempengaruhi semua orang, anehnya justru menghibur dirinya.
There's something weirdly nice about being in this all together and being in this all together around the world. You know, we have a Turkish background, so we always speak to a lot of family and friends back in Turkey. And, you know, they're the same, and that country is in partial lockdown at the moment. And there's something weird about being in this at home all together. And so that's, I suppose, you're trying to just check in with people as much as possible and just get that energy from each other. But it's a conscious effort, right? It doesn't come naturally. And that's the part I think we're trying to focus on the most.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.